The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
It's time for the Sharks Instant Replay of a disappointing night for fans of the team from the Bay Area. Final score, the Nashville Predators 6, the San Jose Sharks 3. This game was not a blowout by any stretch of the imagination until the very end, when Nashville found a way to capitalize while the Sharks squandered several opportunities during the contest to try to take control. It all began poorly for San Jose. On the power play at 8:38 of the first period, Philip Forsberg started with a very big goal. Now at the middle of the point area, a back-skating Josi goes back to the right circle. Marchessault, the drive, stick save, Askarov. Rebound behind the net. Ferraro's got somebody else's stick. They couldn't clear it out. Now it's Goodrow with no stick on the ice. It's Josi feeding it to the middle. They score! A tic-tac-toe play. Josi to Marchessault, and then Forsberg ripping it. It gets through, and it's 1-0 Predators on that goal by Philip Forsberg. Veterans coming through right there for Nashville. Marchessault and Josi assisting on Philip Forsberg's first of two goals on the night, his 36th of a season. And that was a power play goal at 8:38 of the game to make it 1-0 Nashville. Shortly after that goal was scored, the Predators threw that line out there again, and Forsberg found another big opportunity in a less characteristic way in front. Here come the Predators skating right to left. They come up to the Sharks' line. Willsby jumping in now on the near side. Woods shoots, save, score! Matthew Wood drove it to the net. The puck rang off of Askarov. It might have hit the crossbar and bounced down, and the Predators bang it in to make it 2-0, and the Sharks find themselves in another first-period world of hurt against this Nashville team. They definitely were in a world of hurt at that point. 9:54 the time of the game, first period. Philip Forsberg, second of the game, 37th of the year, assisted by Wood and Willsby. It got even worse. Another power play chance after two Sharks power plays were killed off by the Predators' penalty killers. At 16:55, Steven Stamkos scoring yet another goal against San Jose. Here come the Preds again. On the right, Forsberg, two goals. Sends to the middle, knocked away by Eklund, but he didn't get all of it. And so Josi kept it in. 15 seconds on the power play for Nashville. Sent across the ice. Stamkos shoots. Score! Steven Stamkos gets a pass across the rink and scores another power play goal for the Predators. And it is suddenly 3-0 with 3:05 to go in the first. That time of that 16:55, 38th goal of the season, 1,250th point of Steven Stamkos' storied NHL career. Philip Forsberg and Roman Josi assisted. And so, after one period of play, it was 3-0 Nashville. Philip Forsberg had two goals and one assist. Roman Josi got to the 50-point mark for his ninth time in his career. And he had two assists in the game. And things were looking awfully good for the Predators' power play as they were 2-for-2 on the man advantage. In the second period, the Sharks started to push back, but Jussi Saros came up with a couple of big saves early. Here comes Nick Leddy down the left side, streaking to center across the line. Little drop pass back center. Rainey gets the shot away. That's a good stick save by Saros. Behind the net now, a back skating Will Smith has on the right wing side, sends to the middle. Graf has it. So it's Graf, Smith, and Celebrini here in the second. Centering feet, Smith, shot, right on goal, and the save made by a challenging Saros. It's a big stop for Saros, keeping the score 3-0. But the Sharks would continue to press, and in a 4-on-4 skating situation at 15:49, Nick Leddy would get his first goal in a San Jose uniform. 4-on-4 chance for Leddy. He scores! Nick Leddy gets his first goal as a Shark, and it couldn't come at a better time. The Sharks win the battle behind the net. It's centered out in front, and Nick Leddy's wrist shot gets by Saros up high. San Jose's on the board with 4:11 to go in the second. It's now Nashville 3, and the Sharks 1. So the Sharks were on the board at that point, down 3-1, with time starting to dwindle in the second period. Macklin Celebrini started to elevate his game, but so did Jussi Saros. Eklund and Ferraro keep it in play in front of the net. Celebrini has it. Point blank chance. That's a spectacular save by Saros, sticks her up, and people are pushing and shoving after Saros holds on. Wow, what a chance that was on a broken play with Celebrini in front. He wasted no time to take that shot, and now we've got a wrestling match off to the left side of the Nashville goal. Penalties were called on that play to Stamkos and Eklund for roughing and more, but it stayed 3-1 in favor of Nashville after that big save by Saros. But you give Macklin Celebrini another chance in the dwindling moments of a period, and you know that if he gets more than one chance, inevitably one of them's going to go in. This one did, with 18.7 seconds to go in the period. Graf gets it out to Celebrini, to center, veering to his right, lead pass. Graf moving in, getting under behind the defense, stick handling, throwing in the front. Celebrini, score! It took Colin Graf a second to get control of the puck, and he chose to go back behind the goal. Celebrini set up shop in the slot, got a pass from Graf, and he snaps it up top to make it 3-2 with 18.7 seconds left in the second period. And that's what we call seeds of doubt planted inside the Nashville bench and dressing room. Wow, what a goal by Celebrini, his 41st of the year, bringing the house down at 19:41 of the second period. The assist to Colin Graf and Nick Leddy, and it was 3-2 Nashville at the end of two. But those seeds of doubt that were planted did bear some planting and bear some life and bear some fruit at 1:06 of the third. Desharnais win the battle, and here comes Wennberg to center with speed across the line. Makes the move, gets by Marchessault, heading in, goes to the backhand. He scores! An end-to-end rush by Alex Wennberg, and the backhand gets through Yusuf Saros at 1:06 of the third period. The Sharks have fought their way back to tie the game 3-3, and SAP Center is doubly, triply excited. What a moment. Alex Wennberg had a fantastic game today, Jamal, and he picked up his career best 18th of a season. Orloff the assist, but that was all Wennberg, end-to-end rush. Good anticipation and a good read of the situation because he saw that Marchessault, not a defenseman, was back, and he just schooled him.
Yeah, he's such a smart player and with the skill to match. And as we talked about when it happened, he realized that Marchessault was in a tough position, so what did he do? Took him wide, took the puck to the net, and then those great hands open up the five hole of Saros, and he slipped it right through.
So 3-3 the score at 1:06 of the third period. Wenberg's 18th from Orloff, but that would be as close as the Sharks would get today. Oh, yes, it would stay 3-3 for a while. Yaroslav Askarov was asked to make a pretty important save as Roman Josi took a chance with about 12 minutes to go. But Svechkov comes up with a puck to Josi down the left. Blasts the slap shot just inside the line. That's a great save by Askarov. No rebound whatsoever. A great save there by Askarov on Roman Josi to keep the score 3-3. The problem is that the Nashville Predators were starting to gain puck possession time, and the ice was starting to tilt in the direction of Askarov. Veteran Ryan O'Reilly has scored a lot of big goals in his career, and he came up with a huge one at 8:28 to put the Preds in front to stay. It's O'Reilly into the Sharks zone. Dumps behind the net to Evangelista. Back to O'Reilly. Score! That's a great feed by O'Reilly down low, and Evangelista wasted no time to send it back. And Ryan O'Reilly puts it right through the wickets on Askarov, making it 4-3 Nashville with 11:32 to play. We used one word a lot during this broadcast, Jamal, and that word was unfortunate. And that was an unfortunate moment.
Absolutely it was. And unfortunately, that's something that you don't expect to happen at that time in the game, and you're hoping that it doesn't happen. But when it does, it kind of deflates the group just a little bit, if I'm being honest. But those things do happen.
O'Reilly, his 25th goal of the season. Evangelista, the assist at 8:28. And as we noted, it was a bit of a deflationary period there for the Sharks. And they finally would start to push back a little harder, but then the Predators were doing the same thing. Yaroslav Askarov made a big save with about 7:08 to play on Wood, who had a good chance for Nashville. Faceoff dropped. Sharks win it in their own zone. Orloff lifts one. Nope, it's not out. It's gloved down by Wood. Orloff checks him, but trailing the play. Marchessault in front to Wood. That's a great stick save by Askarov, who sprawls and just barely stopped that one-time chance. Great save there, keeping the score 4-3 Nashville, but unfortunately, all of the chances seemed to be going the Predators' way while the Sharks were getting into situations where the Nashville defense was bending and not breaking in the defensive zone. And then San Jose got a power play. Roman Josi, delay of game over glass penalty at 16:39 of the third. What an opportunity that could have and should have been for the Sharks, but instead, it turned into a shorthanded chance for Erik Haula. Jost gets it back. He clears all the way down for Nashville off the corner boards and going in, they score! Shorthanded, Eric Hauda. Jost cleared it all the way down after Celebrini fell down. He put it off the corner boards. It popped out in front, and a one-time play by Hauda makes it 5-3. Nashville, a shorthanded goal that has to devastate everybody at SAP Center. Certainly does. 5-3 Nashville with only 2:34 to play in the third. Hauda, his 12th of the season from Jost. And, you know, if I'm the Sharks, I'm taking notes as to how the puck deflects off the boards here.
Yeah, I think that the fortunate thing for Nashville is that they knew they were shorthanded, that they could ice the puck. So what you really wanted to do is keep it away from the goaltender, but then you see Hauda with his speed. Well, if I can get it off the end boards and let it come out, there's an opportunity to keep possession of the puck or to be able to take it right to the net. Well, even worse than that, the puck came out so hard that it came right to Hauda. Even though he's a lefty, he shot it back the other way and was able to beat Askarov.
And so it was 5-3 Nashville with only 2:34 to play. The Sharks would continue. They would pull their goaltender Askarov for the extra attacker, but unfortunately, it turned into an empty netter. And an empty net, O'Reilly to Jost. He will put the puck into the empty net and score. Not a shorthanded goal with a minute 15 left at 6-3 Nashville. You got to hand it to the Predators for an amazing road game. That penalty had just expired to the Sharks, but the net was still empty, and Tyson Jost got his third point of the game, his eighth goal of the season, into the empty net, assisted by Ryan O'Reilly and Adam Wilsby, and so it was a 6-3 Predators win. Just a sour taste in the mouths of the Sharks, I'm sure, heading into practice tomorrow and heading up to Chicago Blackhawks game on Monday. But they just got to put it out of their minds and go back to work.
Yeah, again, it's another still opportunity that they have, and that's what meaningful hockey is. You're not going to win them all. They won four in a row prior to this, so get back on the horse, get back on the winning ways, win another four in a row, and you're right back in it.
Good point by you. The Sharks' four-game winning streak is over, but a lengthy Nashville Predators winning streak against San Jose Sharks hockey in the regular season continues. Tonight, they win 6-3. The last time the Sharks beat the Predators in any fashion, it was November 9, 2019.
Jeez.
7 years ago almost.
Wow.
Since the Sharks have won. It's a 15-game, make that a 14-game winning streak for Nashville. The Sharks won 15 games ago, and that was a shootout win. So it wasn't even a regulation or overtime win. The most recent regulation win that the Sharks had against the Predators was November 13, 2019. 18.
That's unbelievable.
That's 8 years almost.
Yeah.
Seven and a half.
That is surprising. When you think about how good, you know, I can't believe that's the case.
It's really hard to believe, but it's true. And the Predators win it tonight by the score of 6-3. Nashville ups their record to 36-31-9, and they vault ahead of the Sharks in the Western Conference standings. 81 points for them. The Sharks stay at 79. Really tough to acknowledge the fact that the San Jose lost this game in regulation and did not pick up any points for overtime or shootout. So the Sharks are 36-32-7, and they fall back to 10th place in the Western Conference. Nashville goes back into that second wild card spot with 81 points as they win the tiebreaker with Los Angeles. Both Nashville and LA are 2 points ahead of the Sharks, and San Jose just 1 point ahead of Winnipeg and 2 ahead of St. Louis in the increasingly tight Western Conference race. That is our Sharks instant replay for the night. The final score, the Predators 6 and the Sharks 3. This is a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.